kever. If the son died first, he could not have the Yerusha to say Yashin's his mother was in the kever. Lahan chaliyachim minav, to give it over to his brothers from the same father. So therefore, Dafkos, the son was born and not of his own Yenuber.
Talimor says, hey, it's not that way. What are you telling me now? If the mother, when the mother dies, so the pshat is that the Uber dies first. Therefore, the Uber does not Yashin his mother. Mor says, no, but what happened? The case where the mother died, and then they opened up and took the baby out, and the baby was still moving around. It made three movements. So when the baby was still alive even after the mother died. And then the baby died. So see, it's possible to say that the mother should die first, and then the ben should yashin, and then the ben should die. So Mor says, no. That's a different case. That's a case of Daima to the tail of our Tov, a lizard. That even after you kill the lizard, still the tail moves around. But not the pshat, it's a sib that's alive. But about its mace, just it still moves a little bit. The pirchis, that even the mefarchis, even after you kill the claw, still the tail moves around. Ma bered Rabbi Yosef, shmeid the Rebbe Omer, he says like this. Lema, the Mishnah means to say, Shemamayit b'chelek b'chayrim. Now, if Kamina is, if you have this ben, it could be no, it's one parent, and there are a few sons. And now the Chiddush is that this son that was born, he was one day old, he yarshins his father, and then when he dies, the brother takes it back from him. So, my Nafkamina, Shemamayit b'chelek b'chayrim, that's Nafkamina. Let's say first there were only two brothers, and this was the third brother. So there was one b'chor and a second brother. So this brother wouldn't, if this little son would have not have a shame ben, so then the b'chor would take mamish two-thirds, because there's only two brothers involved. But now that there's a fourth brother, now that there's a third brother involved, so now the chilek b'chor is only one-quarter. So that's nafkamina, how much of a chilek the b'chor takes, whether this ben yemechad is called the ben, is called yelud or not. So even though true, when the son dies, the other brothers can take it back, but nafkamina v'chapin, the chilek b'chora that the first b'chor takes, how much of a chil does he get two portions in? Now, v'yom amah b'red Rabbi Yeshua mishmei d'rovo, ben sh'nolad acha misas av, a ben that was born after the father died, means that the mother was pregnant, the father died, and then she gave birth, is einem amayit b'chilek b'chorim. The law is when the father dies, the b'chor takes two portions between the brothers that are alive, then b'shas the father dies. Even though later, when this son is born, when the mother gives birth, he now gets a chelik in Yerusha, but he's not mamayit in the chelik habachor. The chelik habachor is totally how many children were alive b'shas the father dies. My time, what's the reason? The yoldu loy binan. So the pshat is the yoldu loy has to first be born. Meses the parsha of ben habachor loshim the yoldu loy. So only by a lady if the kid is born is the parsha of a b'chor. Then he's mamayit in the chilek ha-b'chor. But before the kid is born, he's not mamayit in the chilek of the Yerusha of the b'chor. Yeh besuria masnuhochi, this is the word learned in pshat in Surya. But pumpadisa masnuhochi, but pumpadisa learned like this, that oma mar bered Rabbi Yosef, v'shmei derova, b'chor shenoilad liyacha misas oviv, if a b'chor was born after the father died, meaning to say the mother was pregnant, and after the father died, then she gave birth, let's say, to twins, two boys. So locher is then, ein anoito pishnayim, the first one that comes out does not get two chalokim, does not get two-thirds of the Yerusha. My time, what's the reason? Yakir binan, voleka. Yakir means you have to recognize, the father has to recognize the bechor. And not over here that he was first born after the father was mace. Halimur says, v'hilchus sokechol hani lishno t'ma bred Rabbi Yosef mishmei d'rov. We pass by all these less halachis of ma bred Rabbi Yosef mishmei d'rov. Now it says, v'ahorgu chayiv misa, says somebody kills a ben yoy mechod, he's chayiv misa. The pasuk says, v'ish kiyake kol nefesh, mashu mikol mokim, any type of a nefesh, he chayiv misa. Then it says, v'reyu liyoviv li'imoy l'chol k'rovov k'chos and sholim. If a kid one day old is his parents and is craving like a real person. So the Morse says, Lamai Hilchus of which halach is? Omer Rav Papa means Linyan Avelis, the Parashah of Avelis. If his son one day old dies, that the parents have to sit Shiva. If so, come on, who does this go like? The Lurker of Shimon Gamliel. The Yomuk of the Shimon Gamliel says like this, that called Shesho Lamid Yom Biyodam Ein Nefel, somebody that could wait that's alive 30 days, that's not called a nefil. But mashma holoi shor, if the kid did not live 30 days yet, holoi shor, suffik heavy, it's only a suffik whether he's a ben kayyam or nefil. Therefore, when a suffik, there's no chiv avelis. So, if that our Mishnah says, even a ben yemechad is chayv in avelis, if he dies, the pshat is, it's not like Yoshua ben Gamliel. More says, could be no. I'll answer you, Hoka b'mayaskino, know what our Mishnah is talking about, Hoka b'mayaskino, Tikim lei shekol lei chadosh. If he were talking about, we know clearly, it's a 9-month-old baby. The baby was there for 9 months. And therefore, as soon as he's born right away, he's considered to be a ben kayoma. So in such a case, if he dies the first day, the parents would have to sit shiva, the beer den avelus. Now the Mishnah says, Bas gimul shonim v'yemecha, the girl that's 3 years old, and one day, Salok riz miskadeshes bebiya. If the father marries her off, so they can make kedushin bia, her bia, because it's called the maisa bia now. If she's less than 3 years old, it's not called a bia. But once she's 3 years old in one day, that's called a bia. V'imbo le yovim kona. That's in a case where the brother died, and the brother alive right now wants to make yibum, and the wife is only 3 years old. So if he makes the bia with her, he's kona. It's called a maisa bia, maisa yibum. And v'chayovim mole mishumeshes ish. Like once, let's say the father marries her off, or else here by Yibum, so she becomes married. Then if somebody else lives with her, so he's chayiv misef living with an eshes ish. Or metame zaboyilo letame mishkav tachto and kelyon. That's the new halacha, that if a man lives with a nida, so not only does it become tame as a nigi, as touching a nida, but when he lives with a nida, as the biya sheboy, he has tumas nida on him, he's tame for 7 days. And b'yoni chidish is though, his tumah letame mishkav tachto. Now this boil needed the man, when he lies on something, he gives it to Tumas Mishkov, but not like a regular Tumas Zav or Nida that makes into an Ava Tumah. He only makes it Ke'elyoin, Shel Zav, meaning to say it only has like a Rishon Tumah that it can metama Eichle in the Mashkin, but not really like an Av HaTum itself. But I call upon whoever lives with this girl, even though she's only 3 years old, if she's a Nida, he has a lock of a boil Nida. Now, Niseis Lekoyin, if she has Nisuyin, she gets married to a Koyin, is Toycha Betruma. If you're Midirabona now, she's allowed to eat Truma. The law is a Bas Yisrael, when she gets married to a Koyin, so Midirayisa Radi, up to the Kedushin, and Eris Arusa, is allowed to eat Truma. But Midirabona now, we have to wait till she has a Din Nisuyin. So that's the Chiddush way that once she's 3 years old, you can have Nisuyin on her. Because we don't have Kedushin, she can get married when she's 1 day old. If the father is Mekabel the Kesef for him, so she could have a din arusa on her. But a din nesuya is only cha when she's royal abia, when she's 3 years old. Bole echad min apsulim, if let's say a mamzel is with her or a goy is with her, is posla min akuna. Now this girl has a din achalala on her that she can't marry a kayin. It's called a bia. But less than 3 years old is nothing. Bole echad mikol harois, let's say a brother, let's say any person that's an erva to her, Hamuris Patura says in the Torah, is Mumsin Oleh, they get Misa because of her, but the Patura, she's Potter for Misa, because she's only 3 years old, she's La Bar Oinchin. By Koponim, they'll get Misa for living with her. Pochus Mikan, let's say she's less than 3 years old, Pochus Mikan, then the look, Dokhar is, Kenoisin Espavain, it's like putting your finger in your eye, which means nothing. That's not called a Bia, and therefore she's not has no Kedushin through this Bia, the other people are not Chayiv, it's not called a Boyal Nida. It's not called a bia if she's less than 3 years old. Tana Rabbanan went like this: Bas Gimel Shonim, a girl that's 3 years old, miskadeshes b'bia. She could have kedushin through bia. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. By 3 years old, a bia is called a bia, like it says in our Mishnah. The Chomer and the Chomer say Bas Gimel Shonim b'yom echad. Also, 3 years old in one day. So the question is, my b'nei, what's the machlekes over here? Rabbi Meir also says Bas Gimel Shonim. So what does Rav Meir mean to answer and say later on and say v'yom echad? So Gemara says, Amri dvar Rabbi Yanai, Erev Rosh Hashanah kebenel. That's nafkamina. In other words, does it have to be 1 day in the 4th year? Or else no, let's say the kid was born in Rosh Hashanah, and now Erev Rosh Hashanah, the last day of the year, so it's enough to have 3 full years? Or do you have to have 3 full years in 1 day? That would be nafkamina. Rashi is there, Rosh Hashanah, Shoshana Revi'ah, so Rav Meir Gufa, Lehevi Bas Biyad Yom Achroin Shel Shlishis, to the last day of the 3rd year, that's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ulurabonan Adlamokha the Mikla Yer Rishim Revius, that's not Kamina. You have to have the first day of the fourth year, or it's enough the last day of the third year. That's not Kamina. That's the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that Lamin Yoim Bashona Chashuv Bashona Kibinayu. Enough Kamina is, do you have to have a three complete years? Or maybe no, it's enough to have 2 years in 1 month. That 30 days of a year is considered like a whole year. That's considered like you have a whole third year ready. That's the Machlokes. Like Rashi says, the Rabbi Meir. As long as 30 days went by in the third year, have a bas, he's called a bas bia. Or the rabbonin ad the mikla shana revius till it starts now the fourth year. The gabbanel is the big nafkamina. All the end of the third year, they have to have a complete year, was enough just 30 days of that year. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv Mace, we have a question. It says the mission of bas gimul shonim, fiafilu. Brisa, Fafilu Bas Shtei Shana V'Yom Echad is Miskadeshes Babiya. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Here the Brisa says 2 years and 1 day is enough according to Rabbi Meir. You don't have to have 30 days. But the Chomer say no, Bas Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. You have to have a complete 3 years and 1 day. That's when it's fit to have Biya. So what's like this?